This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I mentioned in my last visit, let's study Paul's prayer in chapter 1, verses 3 through 12 in the book of Colossians. In verses 3 through 8, Paul lists all the things in the Colossian Christians for which he is thankful to God: their faith, love, hope, spiritual growth, and fruit, and their willingness to send one of their own to help Paul in his ministry. In verses 9 through 12, he shares what he is praying for them. It's as though Paul reflects with thanksgiving on all God has already done as a faith builder. Then he trusts God to do the things that are lacking in their lives. That's something to keep in mind as you go to prayer. Take time to thank God for what he's already done. It will build your faith. Then notice what Paul prayed for, beginning with verse 9, that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Verse 10, that they would live in accordance with what they know to be God's will. Verse 11, that they would depend upon God's glorious might as they seek to obey his will. And in verse 12, that they would joyfully thank God for what he enables them to do. I see this as a cycle of growth to be repeated over and over as God enables you to obey what he has identified as his will, and you thank him for it. He will show you more of his will. As you obey, depending upon his power, you will succeed. As you give thanks, the cycle of growth continues. It is a converging cycle, drawing you closer and closer to God. Remember this cycle for your own growth. Know, do, depend, and thank. Then pray that other Christians might experience this cycle of growth in their lives as well. God will be honored if that really does take place in our lives.